Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get the music going. Let's get the music going.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. They go New York, go New York, go.
All right, let's get the music going. Let's get the music going. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Monday night. Yes, we are hitting the music once again because the Knicks were back in action tonight against the Eastern Conference number one seed, Boston Celtics. No Jaylen Brown for the C's, but the Knicks put on their suits, strapped up their briefcase, and went to work. This was a defensive, physical matchup, and the New York Knicks were ready for the fight from the opening tip. And really never looked back, man. We're leading in this game by as much as 20 points. Julius Randle back to work. The bench tandem of Quickly and Josh Hart continuing to wreak havoc on teams. And the Block Ness monster, Mitchell Robinson, with some clutch plays in the fourth quarter would help put this thing away. Jason Tatum would end up getting ejected out of this game. See you later. He wasn't ready for the heat. He wasn't ready for the pressure, Madison Square Garden, because the Knicks would roll 109-94. Six in a row, five in a row at MSG, eight of their last nine games over 500. Are you ready to jump out the window, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready to jump out of the window? Let's get it going, man. KFTV Postgame Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Alex Chitaros on the ones and twos. Are you ready to jump the first test of a big week for the Knicks? And they passed this one with flying colors, man. Offensively, it was a tough start for both teams. And no Jaylen Brown for the Celtics. But for the Knicks, they came out ready to go. Physically, defensively, they were on Tatum like white on rice. Give credit to Quentin Grimes. Give credit to Josh Hart. The help defense, they were keying in on him. The biggest factor in this game for the Celtics was their three-point shooting. The best three-point shooting team in the league, an elite offense, a prolific offense. Knicks hold the C's to 21% shooting from downtown. Great job. Great job. Yeah, Julius Randle once again off to a hot start, double digits in the first quarter. And that was perfect because it took Brunson a little bit of time to get going, took RJ a little bit of time to get going. So, once again, you needed Julius to really be your pace setter in this game offensively for the Knicks. And then how about the six-man of the year matchup? We talked about it earlier today, Al. We talked about it earlier today. Emmanuel Quickly, Malcolm Brogdon, shooting the fair one, going head up. And Quickly, you could tell Quickly wanted this one then.
Oh, he wanted it. He wanted the smoke. He wanted everything.
You could tell Quickly. Took his lunch. You could tell Quickly wanted this one tonight, man. 23 points for IQ, 7 of 13 from the field. Another efficient night for IQ, 4 of 7 from downtown. You could tell he wanted this one bad. Emmanuel Quickly was all over the court, offensively, defensively. Brogdon had his moments. Don't get me wrong. Brogdon had a good game as well, had a great game. But Quickly was definitely in here and wanted to make his presence felt. And then every time the Celtics made their run, the Knicks had an answer, which was great. It wasn't always pretty in every quarter. It wasn't always pretty throughout the game. You're going to have your struggles. This is a great team. You give them credit, even without Jaylen Brown. This is a great team. I thought Marcus Smart had an outstanding game for them. But every time they would make a move, the Knicks would counter with something. And that was a big sign. But for me, the biggest play in this game came at around, let me just pull up my score here, came at around the seven-minute mark. The seven-minute mark, about 6:42, when Mitchell Robinson blocks a Josh Hart layup. Knicks are up by 12. Mitchell Robinson blocks a Josh Hart layup and then comes down on the other end and gets a putback lay-in, offensive rebound plus a putback lay-in to put the Knicks up by 14. And that was pretty much all she wrote. Tatum gets ejected, and the Knicks are able to close out, man. 109-94. Your thoughts tonight, bro.
CP, we talked about it on Knicks Weekly. One game down to this week for a very important week to talk about, to show the league, to put the league on notice that the New York Knicks are not messing around this season, all right? Yep. These guys continue the winning streak. They went 9-2 in February. Josh Hart era still undefeated. Jason Tatum let the New York Knicks get into his own head. It looks like he needs his buddy Jaylen Brown out there to take some pressure off of him.
Yes.
Only ends the game with 14 points, goes 6-18 from the field. 1-for-9. Talk about that New York gritty defense. They didn't let him eat. He was struggling, complaining to the refs, trying to get calls. Even saw the refs trying to help him out a little bit for a second. You know, they're like, oh, you know what? That is an offensive foul on Jalen Brunson. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. You're just trying to get the game back in there. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
All right? Get out of here with that nonsense. But guess what? I was at the game where the Knicks beat them out here with a Jaylen Brown choke job.
Mm.
Now we got a Jason Tatum choke job.
Yeah.
This man couldn't handle the hot lights of Madison Square Garden. You need your buddy out there. All right, I get it. We see it now. We see it. It's all good. But, yo, enough about them. Knicks played great tonight, all right? Julius Randle, fantastic. Jaylen Brunson, he's still struggling to find a shot, but once again, he's just continuing to use his body to get to the free throw line and make an impact that way. RJ had his moments tonight. Overall, it was okay. Not a great night for him. But Emmanuel quickly off the bench, giving you 23 points, 7-for-13, 4-for-7 downtown, 5-for-6 for the free throw line. Quickly, just you mentioned it. You mentioned it. He had a chip on his shoulder tonight. You know, we were talking about it. Brogdon being the sixth man of the year. Quickly's like, no. Give me that award. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you why I'm impactful for this team. Comes off the bench, gives you 23 points, incredible defense, all right? Two-way player, put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, CP. I'll tell you this. If you, for everyone out there, if you're jumping out the window, throw a window emoji into the chat, all right? First and foremost,
who is jumping out the window tonight?
And last time, I jumped out the window going into a lake. We need to go higher, CP. We need to go higher. We need to go to the heavens, all right? We are jumping out from the window from the heavens, all right? Catch me outside.
All right, Josie. So Al is out of there with no parachute. Out of there, man. Hey, for good reason. For good reason. 9 games over .500. And I just like their approach. I just like their approach. Even when the shots weren't falling, their defense was there. Their effort was there. The communication on defense was there. They felt this game. I had a good feeling about this game. And I had a feeling that without Jaylen Brown, that the Knicks were going to go away with this thing. And they did. Because you could feel it, man. This team is feeling it. They know they're a good team. They're a good team. And this was a big litmus test, a big matchup for them. And they rose to the occasion. Great job. Great job by them. You mentioned RJ. I thought RJ, his best sequence came in closing the second quarter, where he accounted for 10 Knick points, including 8 straight to close that second quarter, which was still important. Now the second half, it got a little dicey for him when he had turnover, when he ran to the baseline and coughed it up. That was the end of his night, and you saw the quickly Hart tandem pretty much finish the game again for Grimes and RJ, but I thought RJ still had that good stretch in the second quarter to close out strong. But even when, because he only scored 10 points, but even when you look at Grimes not having the offensive output and RJ not having the offensive output, quickly and Grimes are picking it up. They're picking it up. 35 points between them. And that's big. Even Obi had some good moments also in the fourth quarter, before he was going to come out at his moment for Julius Randle. So The bench is giving you that production. I thought Ihart had a bit of a nightmare game. It is what it is. He's been playing well as of late, so he's due for a setback. But overall, the bench is picking things up, and so it's not as much. Yes, you still want to see good production from RJ and from Grimes as well, but with Ihart and with Josh Hart and quickly playing the way that they are, it's a good sign. You're getting a lot of balance, man. So great job by them.
Absolutely. And that Josh Hart trade is looking real good. You know, I just said Josh Hart era undefeated still. We're talking about six in a row now. 5-8 from the field tonight, 2-for-3, 12 points. You know, the few plays that stood out for me from Josh Hart tonight were one where he drove and he muscled Tatum.
Yep.
Tatum tried to block him. He muscled him, got the layup, and Marcus Smart tried to block it. Block his shot from behind. That didn't work. And then Josh Hart steals the ball from Jason Tatum again.
Yep.
You know, he just understands the moment, when to make a play. He just has this high IQ, like, read of the game where it's like, all right, this is where I could go make that steal. This is where I could go jump the passing lane, start to look for my teammates. Even stuff that was breaking down, like even the transition play where he tried to draw on the defense and did the behind-the-back pass to Julius Randle. Randle then tries to go in, draws a foul, gets to the free throw line,
yes.
Right? It's stuff like that that you see from Josh Hart that you're like, this is why the Knicks traded for him. They're looking for another guy to come off the bench, give you that defensive intensity, make some good plays while he's out there. An unselfish teammate, you know? We were just watching the 50th anniversary of the 73 championship winning team, and you hear Walt Clyde Frazier saying, like, talk about repping the city hard, right? Doing all this stuff, being able to play for the better of the team, and that's something that Josh Hart does. And same thing for Quickley, too. You see Quickley out there just making shots consistently, not draining threes when need be. And when you have two players like that that can come off the bench, that is quite the intensity that you have to match. And not a lot of teams have two players where they can rely on having two efficient players right now coming off the bench that can knock down threes, attack out in transition, get to their shots, and make plays for their teammates that you can rely on it night in and night out. And I was listening to the Boston broadcast as I was listening to JD because good Lord, I didn't need my ears to bleed.
Yeah.
But they were talking about, you know, oh, well, you know, it's, you know, all for Quickley. It's about consistency. I'm like, yo, you don't watch games if you're talking about consistency for Emmanuel Quickley.
Yeah.
This kid has been consistent.
He's been nothing short of it. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. He has been consistent every single night since December.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, since that Warriors game where he put up 22 points, he's been consistent. So for them to say that, I'm like, you're not paying attention to what the Knicks are doing. Although I'll give Scal this. He's like, the Knicks are a good team. They may make it to the second round. That's what he said at the beginning of the show. I was like, all right, thank you for that. But, you know, still had to tune into JD and hear the hype, get ready for this show, so that way I could get ready to jump out the window from the heavens.
Great.
But, look, man.
Great job by JD tonight on a play-by-play.
Absolutely.
As well. So to everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Call us up with your thoughts on tonight's game, man. 657-383-1509. Or you could also hit us up on the Knicks Fan TV Discord, which is preferred. Salute to our channel members in the building, in the house. Salute to Stevie Artman. $20 Super Chat says RJ will be fine. The points he scored tonight were very needed. Just have to cut back on the turnover department and make better decisions. Absolutely. Charlie Correa. Charlie back in the house says Josh Hart has stolen my heart. Let's go. Let's go. Cliff G, $5 Super Chat says, I don't want to hear another word from the Cam Hive. Josh Hart is the missing piece that we need. Fits like a glove, man. 2,800 people in the chat, Al. Let's get those likes up. Share this video right now, people. Share this video with your friends, your family. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. Let them know that the number one show for the fans by the fans is live and direct right now, and that is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP the Franchise, Alex Sotaros, the Stratocaster on the ones and twos. We're going to keep it rolling. And, you know, that sequence that you mentioned from Josh Hart, that was there was one. Knicks were up by 12, 2:53 left to go. He steals a ball from Grant Williams and then drives it for the layup. One-man fast break. And then later on in that third quarter, you had him rip Jason Tatum with 59 seconds left. And that's when he passed it behind the back to Julius, and Julius got fouled there. Julius made one of two, and that put the Knicks up by 16. So that was just another example where when the Celtics were closing in, Knicks were able to get those timely stops. You know, at that point, that first Josh Hart steal came when the Knicks were up by 12. And then, you know, on the second one, they're up by 15. So That's just another example of how they would always try to quell that Celtics momentum whenever the Celtics were trying to make a charge. They did a great job of frustrating the Celtics, especially Tatum. They did a great job of frustrating him to the point where he had it with the refs and got tossed out of the game. So that was a great job by them. I also thought in watching this game, what was evident from the jump was the defense that the Celtics were showing to both Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson. Because we said it a number of times, this is what they're going to see in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. As soon as Julius puts the ball on the floor and turns his back, there's going to be a guy right in front of him, and there's going to be a guy behind him trying to force a turnover, trying to force him into a bad pass, trying to force him into a decision. Jalen Brunson, same way. And so that was a good test for both of those guys. You know, Brunson had a tough matchup with Smart, reigning defensive player of the year. Smart rose to the occasion. I thought Smart had a great game offensively and defensively. Celtics do switch a lot, so the Knicks were able to get Brunson on a more advantageous matchup, and he did what he could there. But, you know, the double teams that they're going to see, this is what they're going to see in the playoffs. And I thought later on in the game, though, Julius did a pretty decent job passing out of it. And when they were sending it to Brunson's way, he didn't wait on it. He attacked and got into the lane, forced the Celtics into a scramble, and either got a score himself or made a good pass. So I thought it was a good experience for them in seeing that that defense.
Yeah, man. We talked about on Knicks Weekly earlier today, right? And that was that's what I wanted coming into this game, is that how was Brunson going to handle Marcus Smart? And the thing was, is that you had to be physical and get to the line, because he's just so good defensively that it's difficult for Brunson to get to his shots, to get to anywhere that he wanted on the floor. So he really had to draw Marcus Smart in to get all those fouls. And good experience, understanding the double team. And look, we got to talk about how the rest of the team picked it up, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what you want to see from this team moving forward. And that's what you also want to see from your stars, is that they were able to find them, right? Even though there were moments in this game where you're seeing, like, Randle, like, losing his dribble and trying to figure out, like, what is he going to do with it, and, like, losing his composure for a little bit. Even Brunson, you saw some moments where it was, like, a little bit, like, not all the time, but there were moments where he was losing his composure a little bit. And it's like they had to get back, reset themselves, get calm. And that's just what you're going to see from a top-quality team like the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So good experience once again. You're up in the series 2-1. Great learning experience. But, yo, did we talk about Mitchell Robinson?
Absolutely did. Yeah, go ahead. Let me get your thoughts on the block next month.
Because third game back, another double-double. You know, 10 points, 13 rebounds, going against Rob Williams. Once again, 100% from the field, 5 for 5.
Beat the Time Lord, man. Beat the Time Lord. Had some key blocks, 2 blocks, 2 steals, and a couple of nice deflections out there. I thought Mitch was key tonight, especially to close the game. Big time.
Absolutely. And he made things difficult for the Celtics. Celtics were still knocking down some incredible shots while he was out there, some floaters. But still, you see how his impact is felt, because he did still alter some of those shots. Outside of, like, a Marcus Smart, I think, floater that got on over him, maybe even a Tatum that layup that got past him here and there. For the most part, he imposed his will out there, and you just see when the Knicks are missing shots, he's right there. And they're even finding him, too. Like, there's some good passes to Mitch just to get easy layups at this point, which we weren't really seeing at the beginning of the season. So Mitch just impacting the game defensively, helping this offense when they're missing shots. It's nice to have him back, man, because Hartenstein, he was okay. If it was just him out there tonight, I wouldn't have felt too comfortable, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he had a bad game, man. We needed Mitch out there, and that was a good one. Let's go to the Discord, man. One of the keys, and shout out to our channel memberships. One of the perks of the channel memberships is you get the easy pass on the Discord, priority calls, and to the Discord we go. My guy Jay Cal has been in the land of the rising sun, chopping it up, getting some big air out there, going skiing and whatnot. Jay Cal on the Discord. Let's go, baby. Good morning. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, my God. I'm calling from the future. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm calling from the future. It's Tuesday in Japan.
Let's go.
I have a message to Knicks Nation. We have a complete team. There is no missing piece. The missing piece was Hart. The missing piece was Brunson. We have 2 all-stars, 1 recognized, 1 underappreciated, and we have the 6th man of the year.
Mm.
We're in 5th. We're going to play Cleveland. We're going to beat Cleveland.
Mm, let's go.
And then we're going to face Boston. Right? Is that how this is going to go?
For a little 4-5.
And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen then?
Hey.
What's going to happen then? Are we, team can compete.
We got people putting these guys in the Eastern Finals. We had a guy earlier today and next weekly putting them in the finals. But you're right, man. This team can compete, and they're getting it from a number of different players. And if this quickly and hard tandem continues to play like they are, this team is going to be ferocious, man. No doubt about it. They will be a tough out in the playoffs, man.
Let me ask you guys one thing. The depth lineup at the end. You got Hart. You got IQ. You got Mitch out there. My Lord, this is a defensive problem. They're locking it down. And now you got Grimes and RJ fighting for minutes. This is Tibbs' dream. Tibbs evolved this year. He played the kids. He gave up on the vets. And here we are.
Yeah.
This team's unstoppable right now. I don't want to get hyped, but I'm about to get on a flight. I'm jumping out of 30,000 feet.
Let's go, Jake.
We got hard. All right, listen, lots of love. I'll rapid fire it. It's just great to be here in the future on Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Let's go.
Locking in this Knicks win, locking in the fifth place. JD did a great job with the
excellent job
with the live.
Yeah.
And you know what? JD needs that grill.
Yep.
Because my 43 burgers went to 45. I got 48 burgers right now. It's a lot of burgers. We need a big-ass grill.
It's a lot of burgers. The grill is getting heated up. Jake Howe, safe travels, man. And I'll talk soon, man. Good to hear from you.
Peace out.
That's my guy, Jake Howe, Jason Calcanis, the host of the All In Podcast, host of This Week in Startups. He was out in Japan, man, getting a ski on, doing a damn thing over there in the land of the rising sun. Shout out to Jake Howe, big, big, big time supporter of the Knicks fan TV wave, man. So we definitely appreciate him. And he's jumping. He said he's jumping from 30,000 feet.
Yo, man, he's jumping from the plane.
He's
out up in the heavens, man.
Yeah.
Up in the clouds.
He'll be up in the clouds tonight.
Up in the clouds, man.
Let's go.
Up in the clouds.
Absolutely. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, man. $50 super chat from the Rhyme Animal. He says, missed the game due to lectures, getting updates on the game. It pumped my talks. Let's go. Here's some chemistry history. The Comas Bellamy trade for Dave DeBusschere and Earl Monroe trade. Bernard King trade for Michael Ray Richardson, the X-Man, Sprewell, and he says Brunson and Josh Hart, man. Some of the moves, some of the key moves that you need to maybe move the needle for you. And maybe this is it for the Knicks. Maybe this is it for the Knicks, man.
As of right now, it's looking like it. I mean, you're undefeated with Josh Hart. He's giving you a defensive intensity. He's giving you the smarts that Tom Thibodeau wants out there.
Yeah.
So it's easy to feel that way right now, especially when you see how Josh Hart has just – we were talking about this on the show too. Are we one piece away, right? Are we one piece away? J. Cal believes that we have all the pieces. But if you believe that we're one piece away, I look at Josh Hart as just another piece that's adding to this puzzle that's almost complete, because what you get off the bench now and is just – it's insanity, dude. The fact that both of them – What's the score between both of them? You have
25.
35 points off the bench between just two of your players?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
I'm telling you, man, you could see it. And Quickly's been playing great. Tonight, there was just an extra pep in his step tonight.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I felt like it was the Brogdon matchup, man. It just felt like they were going at it. And, Brogdon was getting Quickly. He was cooking RJ, too. Brogdon was cooking. But Quick was just the way he was moving with the ball, without the ball. I thought that was great, man. He was electric tonight.
You know what it is? He probably tuned into Knicks Weekly.
Yeah.
Saw the article. Saw the disrespect. And he was like, you know what?
Yeah.
These guys are hyping me up. We got Boston tonight. I'm going to show these guys what I'm about.
Yeah.
I'm going to show Boston why I need my respect. Put me up there with those guys.
Let's go.
Russell Westbrook? Jordan Poole?
The disrespect is crazy, bro. Disrespect is crazy, man. Shout out to Steven Santiago, $20 super chat. Shout out to Lord Barker Rock Jr., $10 super chat. He says, Boston is too soft. The Knicks took them out of their jump shooting comfort zone. After that, Boston had nothing. The Knicks feasting in the paint. Let's go. 54 burger for Lloyd Barker Rock. Well, we'll get the final matchup between these two teams on Sunday. We'll see how it goes. Will Boston shoot 21% from three again? I doubt it. You've got Jaylen Brown back. And we'll see what the Knicks are made of. It's very hard to beat a team twice in the same week. We'll see what they're made of, man.
They beat a fully healthy Celtics team,
yeah,
there ain't no window big enough, once again, that's stopping me from jumping out. My goodness. I'm ready. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Before we get there, we got the Nets and we got the Heat. So I'm gonna take it one game at a time though. One game at a time.
Let's get back to the discourse. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. This is the number one show for the fans by the fans. This is Knicks Fan TV. Al, we got 3,600 people in the chat right now. Ooh. They are not playing around. We got the believers in here. We got the casuals. We got the diehards. We have the overall NBA fans that just love a quality post-game show, because this is the number one show for the fans by the fans. So please hit that like button. Hit the thumbs up button. Share this video, people. We are on the road to 60,000 subscribers. We have about 59,500. We are on the road to 60,000. Trust and believe, I got some big, big surprises this week in store for Knicks fans. So make sure you guys are keeping it locked with the notification bell, and let's get it going. To the Discord we go. We talked about Mitchell Robinson having a good game, so we got to hear from the president of the Mitchell Robinson Hive. I've designated this. I've bestowed this on him because it was me. You know what I'm saying? I am the original president of the Mitchell Robinson Hive, but I've bestowed this on this guy because he put some respect on Mitch's name, and that is Cody Glock, ladies and gentlemen. Cody Glock, welcome back to the show, sir. What do you have to say for yourself tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, Knicks Fan TV chat. Let me get this off my chest real quick. Shout out Manscaped. I have a zero turnovers with Manscaped. That means I take care of my ball supremely. All right, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm getting straight into it tonight. Let me tell you something. You CP?
Yeah.
Alex, let me tell you something about Michi.
Yeah.
It's just that Michi is just enough Michi. Let me tell you something about Michi right now. Third straight game. Hand damn near sweated to bitch.
Yeah.
Double-double for the third straight game.
Yeah.
I can't make this up. This is like prime Mitchie.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mitchie premium right here. Yeah. Let me shout out RJ Barrett. Eight straight, key point of the game. Eight straight.
Yeah.
RJ, he should be proud of himself. That's my little thumb, man.
Okay.
Yo, that's my heartbeat, you know. I never let you go, baby. Like, my life's charm, word is born. So, look, I'm going to end this off, right?
Yeah.
Josh Hart, key steal. Oh, my God, Jason Tatum. What? He's just out of this. I can't make this up, man. I can't make this up, man. Shout out Nikki Pipes. Shout out CP Free Throws. Shout out Mitchie High. Big Mitchie, man. Shout out G-Man, man. Shout out Ryan Manuel, Chuck D. Come on, man. What is born, son?
Cody Glock. Ladies and gentlemen, man. Cody Glock. Ecstatic. Absolutely ecstatic. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Benji from Manhattan. Captain Optimism is here, and he says he's going rapid fire. Benji from Manhattan, let's go.
What's up, man? What's up? Let me just state for the record, October 4th, I called in. I said 48-34 on this show. Let's just let the record state that, okay? 12 more wins, we're at that. Number two, I just spent the All-Star break in Palm Beach with the venerable Jonathan Macri of Knicks Film School. So you're going to tell me it's a coincidence that we're all of a sudden playing like a super team? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think it's the karmic forces are so strong. When Kleiner meets Macri, you get this amazing contender team. Number three, I think we're going to win the next three games this week, and I think this is going to be a 10-game winning streak after we beat the Hornets Tuesday. Lastly, I guess there are a couple minor tweaks I would make with this team. I think the RJ situation, I mean, he's got to stop it with these wraparound passes, man. This guy gets all the way out of bounds and just throws these passes, man. There's no possible way he can make a smart pass there. So anyway, rapid fire, amazing win. On to Wednesday. The Time Lord is not such a Time Lord. He's kind of a Fugazi player, and Mitch showed that tonight and dominated him. Money-making Mitch out, rapid fire, peace.
Benji in the building. He's actually in the hallway. He's trying to not make so much noise. That's why he went rapid fire. His neighbors are probably like, hey, keep that down. I'm trying to sleep.
Is this a record? This is a record for rapid fire.
I think it is. I think it is. Off of a win. I think this was rapid fire. Did anybody have the timer on Benji's call tonight?
And did you notice? No talk about Evan Fournier.
I guess he's finally gotten around to, you know, just understanding that it just might not be Fournier's time.
6-game winning streak?
Yeah.
A rapid fire call from Benji from all 5 boroughs?
Yeah.
No Evan Fournier talk?
You got to like it, man.
We might. Wow.
Good one.
He might be really going places, man.
Yeah. Shout out to J. Cal. A $100 super chat says this team is complete. We can push any team in the East to 7 games in a series. And speaking of other teams, the Miami Heat did win tonight in Philly. That was a big win for them. So this was another reason why this game was big for the Knicks as they continue to try to create that separation between the two teams. Knicks have 3 games left against the Heat and maintain a 2.5 game lead over the Heat for right now, fifth place. Shout out Blade Pinderhughes out. $20 super chat says, salute to the gang. The team's intensity got me hyped. The one player I say we go for to be legit contenders is Siakam. RJ, Obi, Fournier plus picks. Let's get it. I think Masai Ujiri hangs up, sir, but you can always dream. You can always dream.
Wait, what was the trade? What was the trade?
Just all of our superstars, right? You need RJ, OB, 48 plus picks. Masai would be rushing Siakam to the airport. You know. I
love these 2K trades.
Yes, you have to. You have to, man. Absolutely have to. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Here's Josh Hart, Al, speaking to the media, as quoted by our guy Fred Katz of The Athletic, friend of the show. He says, I think we have a team that can make some noise. I think it's a team that can make a run and surprise some people. We don't want to make the playoffs. We want to make a run in the playoffs. I like that. I like that. That is a 5-star quote right there. We want to make a run.
This guy's about to make me buy a Josh Hart jersey.
I think so. I think I need one, man. I got an RJ joint. I got a Hart joint. So I gotta get a 30 in there.
Just get one once a year.
Yeah.
I'm about to make you buy another one.
I gotta get a 30. I gotta get a number 30, man. I'm wearing it to the playoffs, first game.
Oh, man.
I'm wearing a 30 to the playoffs. You know? Oof. Yeah. For sure.
You were in 30, you said, Julius Randle?
I'm getting a 30 for the playoffs.
Oh.
Yep.
Look at this.
Yep. Getting a
the
30.
The Knicks will be happy.
Yeah. I'm getting a 30 for the playoffs. That's right.
Look at this.
To show you it's real, man.
Wow.
Zay from Maryland. Zay, let's go. Zay,
what's going on, Scoopy? How you feeling?
Good, man. You sound real echoey, man. Are you on speakerphone? You in the airport? Airport bathroom or something? Airplane bathroom?
All right. You hear me better now?
Yeah, much better. Much better, man.
All right. My bad. Man, it's a great win. I'm just keep it short, man. It's definitely a good win. I don't care about Brown being out. They still have the top team in the league right now.
Yeah.
So definitely put some respect on it. And we got to have a little bit more confidence, man. I'm tired of people sitting there trying to hunt for Cleveland in the playoffs. I think this team right now can take on anybody, and I think this game tonight shows that. So you got to have a little bit more confidence in this team. This team, for the first time, is built off talent. You know, we made the play years ago, built off grinding and, like, you know, hustling it out and literally on Julius's back. This team this year is more talent between Brunson and Hart coming in here now. Even Hartenstein was a pickup. Like, we have a good team that's like, we can sacrifice one person having an off day and still doing good. So, definitely a good game. We definitely got to keep supporting the team. Julius, I mean, if there's any more Julius haters, I don't know what else you want from the man.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, y'all just really just looking for something to be mad about. And some of them moved over to the RJ hate train. At the end of the day, if RJ comes back next year as a bomb year, everybody's going to be jumping ship again and trying to get back on the bandwagon. It don't look like that. Sometimes players have off years, off games, whatever. you know, we gotta support the team regardless of what. So let's just keep it going, man. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I mean, yeah, I gotta give love to Tibbs, give love to the front office, because this front office, man, they were taking heat earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shout out to them for the first time just not caving under pressure. The old office would have caved under pressure, would have been got rid of Julius, would have been got rid of – had to start all over again. Mm-hmm. Consistency is key, and this team has consistency once in a lifetime. We got players that are starter-level players on the bench that are starter-level, coming off the bench, dropping 18, 19, 20. That's what we need. That's a winning team, and we finally have that. To staying patient and letting these players grow.
Yeah.
So let's just keep on doing it, man. Keep supporting the team. And, you know, you guys keep doing your thing,
appreciate
man.
It.
Success is going to come with this team doing what they're doing.
Appreciate it. Have my guy, one. Zay, always rocking with us heavy, man. Salute, Zay. And as he said, it's talent. It's talent. Brunson acquisition, talent. Mm-hmm. Giving this team a lift. The Hart acquisition, what was I saying prior to Hart? Not a knock on McBride. Good effort. Good kid. Hustler. She needed a talent upgrade at that spot. You needed mm-hmm. that. And so what Hart has brought off this bench is everything that Deuce has given you, which is the hustle, which is the defense, but it's more talent on the offensive end. It's easier opportunities to get baskets. It's an easier opportunity to get to the hole and to draw contact, to shoot the three, to playmake. To make a bit more savvy plays as just a more experienced player. It's a talent upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
That's a talent upgrade. He's averaging 14 points a game off the bench.
Yep.
That's a talent upgrade. So Zay hit the nail on the head there. And that could be the big difference going into the playoffs this year.
Josh Hart, man, right now, through his... Five, was it? Has the game, has it updated yet? Let me see.
Well, through earlier today, it was four. He was 14. He was at 14 and five on 62% from downtown.
Yeah, yeah. Here it is. I got it updated now mm-hmm. on NBA Stats. Just updated. So through six games now, 14 points still, 61% from the field, 63% from downtown.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about making your debut and then some.
Right.
For the New York Knicks.
Big Crazy. Time. Big time. So to everybody in the chat, let's get those likes up. Hit the thumbs up button for you boys. Shout out to Devin DiPiero, $20 super chat. Says we're putting the league on notice. Let's go Knicks, baby. Jumping out the window right now. So shout out to Devin, man. Definitely shout out to Devin. Back to the Discord we go. Young Money Dunny. Go ahead and unmute your mic. Young Money Dunny on the Discord.
What's going on, CP?
How you doing, man? What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Mark. I'm calling in from Boston, but I heard Knicks fan.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy because I was watching the Boston broadcast, and Scalabrine had a lot of, like, good points. He mentioned that Josh Hart was, like, the X factor, and he mentioned, like, how good quickly he's been, like, down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He's been phenomenal. He always tortures the Celtics. I see it every single night, mm-hmm. every single time they play, I mean. But – one thing I want to talk about real quick before I go, Vegas said we were going to get somewhere close to 40 wins.
About 38, 39, yeah.
39 wins. That is insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, who would have thought, right, the way we are clicking. And one more thing real quick, Obi Toppin, man, I think he's going to be our X factor. When he clicks, I think he really helps the bench, and he just pushes on the other team's throat so hard in transition. And yeah, I kind of want to know what you guys think about Obi Toppin. Thank you, CP.
Wait. Mark, you live in Boston. You're a Knicks fan?
Yeah. My dad's from like New York, so
nice.
Yeah, I live in gotcha. A fraternity house, and all my friends are Boston fans. But you know,
nice.
still gotta rip my team.
Gotcha. Yeah, I live out here in Boston too, man. Repping the Knicks. Let's go.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it.
Way to rep, man. Salute, Mark. Stay up, bro.
Thank you, man. God bless.
All right, it's Mark up there in Beantown. And Obi tonight, 9 points for Obi tonight, 3 of 4 from the field, had a 3-point, got to the free throw line, 4 rebounds. It's a nice and efficient night for him. Put the ball on the floor, Al, right? But another caller earlier today on Knicks Weekly was asking for Obi more plays than just standing around on the 3-point line. Look good tonight. I thought he looked good tonight.
I like that Josh Hart found him in transition for that dunk.
Yes.
He had some really critical threes. He was out there right. What was it? They brought Brunson back in there with quickly Hart. It was Obi. I think Mitch were out there. I think that was the lineup for a bit. But it's nice to see him with that unit. And you can see that when you allow Obi just to run out there, and you have to focus on everybody else. It just opens up his game a little bit. I like to see a little bit more of that mixing and matching. And you see what happens. You give Randall a break. He can come in refreshed. I like to see him get more run.
Yeah.
But tonight was a good night for Obi.
Vegas had this team around 38, 39. At 36 right now, man. 36 right now.
Four games away from 40.
They're one game away from last year's number.
Look at that.
They won 37 games last year. So there
Look
that is.
At that.
Shout out to Michael Parker. The Knicks, he says, $50 Super Chat says, the Knicks are one elite guard away from the next level. This upcoming draft is crucial. Shout out to my guy, Michael Parker, man. Never misses a show. We got more channel members in here. Shout out to Coach Mike Clark. Coach Mike Clark, thank you for joining the CP the Franchise, the Franchise channel memberships. J. Cal also joined earlier. So appreciate everybody for joining in. Continue to join in, subscribe, hit that like button, share button, and all those good things. Let's take a look at this thing by the numbers, Al. By the numbers presented by Prize Picks. And one of the stats that jump off at the sheet tonight, especially where the Celtics are concerned, is 21% from three. 9 of 42 from downtown for the Celtics. And conversely for the Knicks, Knicks continue to shoot the ball fairly well from three-point line. 38%, damn near 39% from three tonight. 12 for 31 from the beyond the arc. Here's one in the bad side of things. 67% from the free throw line. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Julius, Jalen, we got to pick it up. But, hey, Al, I mean, if they're missing their free throws, I'm okay. I'm okay. That means there's hope for me, man. It's not just me. Maybe it's something. Maybe it's the rims.
Oh,
if,
brother,
if
here
our
we
two
go.
Best players are struggling to hit free throws, then who am I? I'm in street clothes, you know, about 5, 6, 7, 8 whiskey drinks down the hatchet. I'm just out there having a good time.
You get one shot. These guys get multiple
yeah,
shots.
Yeah, exactly. I get one shot. Security's down my neck. Hurry up, and get out of here. No respect, like Rodney Dangerfield says. I'm sorry, I digressed on a tangent. I caught a bad flashback. But anyway, Knicks shot 67% from the free throw line. You got to clean that up. They did win the rebounding battle, 44-35, which was a good sign for them. 15 turnovers led to 16 Boston points. You got to cut that down a little bit. That helped the Celtics get back into the swing of things. They did lose the points in the paint battle as well, 52-42. And the largest lead of the night, 20 by the Knicks. Your thoughts on the stats tonight?
Ooh. Well, if my stream was low, that would be great. But, oh, here we go. Yeah, I mean, the 40 game close to 40%, 39% from downtown really sticks out because through these past six games, CP, New York is shooting 38% from downtown.
Yeah, shooting low.
That's really good. So I like to see that just because, once again, you get to the playoffs, it's going to be trying to play with pace and space, and you can only create space if you can knock down your threes because then they got to honor you. So I like that aspect. Let's see. Turnovers. I mean, the Knicks have 15 turnovers. I like to cut that down a little bit because usually the Knicks are better with protecting the rock.
Mm-hmm.
But – you know, wins a win. Points in the paint. A little shocked that we allowed Boston to get 52 and the Knicks only had 42. That I would expect to be all in a role reverse, but I guess that's because they couldn't shoot from the outside and that's the only way they were able to score for Boston. But for the Knicks, usually I expect us to be a little bit higher, like around the 50-60 range, just because that's where the Knicks have been dominating. But you saw how Boston's defense was just forcing Julius and Jalen just to shoot from outside. 20 assists. We're back up. Let's go. None of this low assist numbers. I like to see that. I thought there was really good ball movement tonight. The one where I found Grimes in the corner for the three, that was a really nice one.
Yes. Who was that? Was that Julius that found him? I don't remember.
I think it was RJ. Wasn't it RJ that found him?
Might have been. I don't remember. But that was definitely the second half because Grimes only he shot his first shot in the third quarter. So that was definitely second half play.
Hmm.
But there's another, I thought there was another sequence where that Grimes was involved in, and that was off of Brunson attacking the double team, not waiting for it to come, driving, finds Grimes, who drove baseline, and I believe he found either RJ or Julius for the scoop, or Grimes might have scored it himself. I thought that was a good sequence as well. So they did get some good ball movement after it was a little bit stagnant to begin with, and that was certainly a good sign.
But the one that I like the most, CP, getting back to the team stats, 11 fouls to the Celtics 22 for the Knicks. I like that. They weren't, you know, they were moving their feet, staying in front of their assignments. When you only come out with 11 fouls, not putting anyone in foul trouble, that's good stuff, man. Mm-hmm. That tells you how the defense was working tonight.
That's probably why Jason Tatum got tossed. Boston was tight. They were tight at the lack of calls, man. I'll tell you that. But nevertheless, not our problem. Al, tonight's by the numbers, man, key stats of the night is brought to you guys by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy, man. Go to prizepicks.com and use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. How do you play Prize Picks? Very easy, man. You're going to select between 2 to 6 players. And you can play a number of sports. You have baseball coming up now, obviously NBA. You have hockey to play with. There's a number of sports that you can play with on Prize Picks. And you're just going to predict whether or not that player is going to do more or less than the given stat projection that Prize Picks has outlined for that night. Now, how did I do tonight, Al? Oh, not so great. So here's where I went in this game. My lock of the night, though, was Emmanuel Quickly. With more than 1.5 threes, he finished with 4. IQ has hit that number in about 6 of his last 6 games. He's hit the more number in about more than 1.5 in about 6 of in his last 6 games. Hits 4 tonight. He's been hot. He's been efficient, and that was my go-to play of the night. Now another go-to play I had tonight was Julius. Julius with more than 25.5 points. He had a number of chances in this fourth quarter to get it, man, but just could not knock down the timely jumpers for me. Julius finishes short of that number at 23. Here's another tough one I had, man. I had Brandon Ingram, Pelicans visiting the Orlando Magic. I had Brandon Ingram with more than 25.5 points, and he finishes with 25. All I needed was one more bucket for B.I. Also in that game, I had C.J. McCollum with more than 2.5 threes made, and he finished with 1. And then in this game, in this Knick game, with no Jaylen Brown, I thought that Jason Tatum was going to hoist up his fair share of threes, and he did. But I took Tatum with more than 3.5 threes, and he went 1 for 9 from downtown. So good for the Knicks, not so good for CP the franchise, man. 1 for 5 tonight, as you do tonight.
It's funny because we chose 3 of the same 5. I chose Julius Randle for more than 25.5 as well. Missed on that. I chose Jason Tatum for more than 31.5. Missed on that. I also chose Emmanuel Quickly for more than 1.5 3-pointers made. Hit on that.
Nice.
But this is where I went different.
Okay.
I chose Mitchell Robinson for more than 8.5 rebounds. I was like, the Block This Monster's began his double-double swag on. I'm going to take over more than 8.5. He hit on that with 13.
Mm-hmm.
I then went to the same game that you did. Instead of choosing Brandon Ingram, I chose Jonas Valanciunas on the rebounds less than, because I thought it was really high for this guy. 11.5 rebounds.
He had 11.5 of Valanciunas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's a good rebounder. I'm not knocking, but I'm like, that I'm going to take the under on that one. That's especially against the Magic, who are a tough young team, and he ended the game with 5. So
there you go.
I got 3 out of 5 tonight, so at least one of us came victorious. Although you were not on the sheet. I don't know why. I made that call again, but I didn't see you.
Wait a second. Hey, hang on here. Are you talking about the 0.5 free throws?
Yes, sir.
The 0.5 free throws were not on the board tonight.
Not tonight. I don't know why.
Oh, my Lord, man. Very, very interesting turn of events, ladies and gentlemen. The CP the franchise, 0.5 free throws on Prize Picks. Was not available tonight for some reason. And I'm sorry. We'll let you know next time, man. We will let you know next time it's available. All right. Couple of things. Oh, there it is. There it is for the people at home. CP the franchise. More or less than 0.5 free throws Look for it. It's like the Taco Tuesday special, man. So look out for it. It's one of those hidden board specials. TM says CP's a Taco Tuesday tomorrow. So I just saw that. So there you go. 0.5 free throws. They got me in my guy Alec Burks 3-point stands, triple threat. CP Burks.
I really like the Long Island guard. Is that from your MVP days at the YMCA out in Long Island?
Oh, man. Free throws. I got to call Dave, man. Me and Daisy got to get in the gym. I got to call Dave.
Oh, this
man.
Is a good matchup. I like the matchup. It's between you and the rim.
If I can find it these days, man. Oof. It's looking brutal. LA Fitness pickup MVP. Yeah, man. I haven't been to LA Fitness in a long time, man. Long time. Yeah, I got to get back over there. Anyway, we digressed. Joe Mazzulla, we were just talking about the free throw disparities. Here was what Joe Mazzulla had to say about it. This is courtesy of SNY. So to everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. Okay. So he's not happy. I guess Tatum wasn't happy. There were some hacks. Look, there were some hacks. You see the replay. You see guys getting hacked on the arm. There was definitely some hacks there. It is what it is. Maybe they'll get their makeup calls at home on Sunday. And, you know, we've definitely been on the wrong side of the whistle as well. It
for
all
many
evens
years.
Out. Yeah, it all evens out, man. It happens.
No, it doesn't. We have not seen that for many years, CP. It will take two decades to even out.
But how about... How about the Brunson play on Marcus Smart, where you had Brunson, and I'm playing it here for our people here on YouTube. You had Brunson thought he drew a foul on Marcus Smart. They turn around and say, the referees turn around and say, that it was a defensive foul on Marcus Smart, a non-shooting foul, but they called a technical foul on Jalen Brunson for an apparent unnecessary kick. You can't make this up, bro. Number one, they took 10 years to come up with this play. This is in the middle of the fourth quarter, a pivotal game. You got momentum swings here, there, and everywhere. You got throwing these guys way out of their rhythm and getting them cold. You got Breed and Clyde throwing the refs out the window. These guys are taking 10 years. You have five refs huddled around a TV to try to figure it out. You got the guys in Secaucus. I don't know what they're doing. They might be watching Mr. Belvedere or something. Still can't figure out what the right play is. It literally took them 5 clock minutes or maybe more to figure out this thing. And to me, they still got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. First of all, they're probably watching. It's probably like a Benny Hill moment where you go out to Secaucus, you see all the guys just running around the office back and forth. But I could not believe it. I tweeted that out. I was like, these refs ruined the flow of this game. Like the ebbs and flow. Like you saw that players came back cold. Like, the game just didn't feel the same. But even, and you were listening to Breen and Clyde. I was listening to Scow, and he was like, I don't know how that. Yeah, this is not a good challenge. It's a foul. Like, it's on Brunson. I'm like,
how was it a foul?
I was watching. I was like, are we watching the same game? I had to, like, if I could pull out my eyeballs and, like, clean them, I was like, are we actually watching the same game? How are you calling that an offensive foul on Brunson?
Crazy. He was damn near shooting the ball from his back. Where else are his legs supposed to go? Please explain it. Where else is his leg supposed to go? When he's
and like
falling
he lost
all the
his
way.
Balance.
Yeah.
Marcus, what happened to not getting into the shooter's space?
Exactly.
Did I miss that? Did it change? Did it change for the New York Knicks? Like, come on.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, man. So it took him 10 years to get the call wrong. And then they come back, next possession, the shot clock's not right. So all in all, you had this major, major delay for – I don't know. They got to get it together between the refs.
And you saw
Tibbs
was frustrated too after that when they had to fix the clock. It was like, yo, what? Because stuff like that truly changes the course of the game.
Yeah,
players get cold. Players can get hurt after not moving, having to wait around. And we don't, no one wants to see the referee show, right?
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Well, they tried to get the Celtics back into the game, and it didn't work. You know, it didn't work. So, and shout out to Darren Brown.
And they had to create something. Because you know when you walked it back, because when you look at that and you say that's an offensive foul, everyone's going to be like,
that's right.
Tell me how that's an offensive foul.
That's please. Right.
So then they had to make up some nonsense.
Unbelievable, man. Shout out to Darren Brown Jr. $20 Super Chat says the ref should have never called a technical on Jalen Brunson. It was definitely not a tech. Knicks were in a good groove. The refs got to get faster with these reviews and challenges, especially yeah, come playoff time. You got to get it together, man. You have to get it together. I mean, it was just embarrassing how long this thing took. So,
what are we concocting a scheme like?
Yeah.
How are we going to? Because, you know, if they kept it, the report would have came out tomorrow.
Yep.
Like, they were absolutely wrong. And everyone would be like, of course they were absolutely wrong. So then why didn't they change it?
Yeah. No doubt about it, man. Let's go to HP Cuzco on the Discord. HP Cuzco. Go ahead and unmute your mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, man. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
How you going? It's HP Cuzco. I'm calling in from D.C.
D.C., okay. What's going on?
Nothing much. Listen, first time caller. I want to say I've been a fan of the show since Elfrid Payton.
Nice.
So yeah, it's been a long time coming for this. What we experienced right here. I want to break this down like a fraction real quick.
Okay.
About how I'm looking at where we are right now as far as the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
There's one common denominator that I'm glad that you pointed at, and you said you were going to wear his number in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But Julius Randle, I think, is the common denominator between everything that's been good and bad in the Knicks for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like since we've been able to get him some help so he doesn't have to bring the ball down and handle too much responsibility, we're really starting to see him come into his dominance and mm-hmm. what he can be as far as, like, that power forward position. He's a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
no one can guard him. So take that into the playoffs with now – the numerator, Mitchell Robinson. If Mitchell Robinson is healthy, we go as far as Mitchell Robinson will take us, I guarantee. If Mitchell Robinson can win a Time Lord matchup, a Jared Allen matchup, that's as far as we need to go. Because if he can secure the five down to Joel, maybe keep him at 25 to 30, that's first round. We could take 3 through 6, that's first round.
Okay.
And then I would say that the outlier for the season, though, the mm-hmm. outlier,
okay,
is Tibbs. And it's Tibbs' beard. It's Tibbs' beard specifically. It's the beard. What? I saw when he had the beard in the summer. I was like, he's coming in with a new flow, a new mojo. And then he's playing the young bull, and he's giving them some clock. And Derrick Rose is on the bench, and Cam Reddish can sit on the bench and he can pout. And RJ, you can pout and you can sit on the bench.
All right, man. I'm a country,
Quentin
man.
Brown is going to play.
This thing went left, man. Appreciate the call. He was doing good with the numbers, man. Maybe he's a numerology guy. He was denominator, numerator. You know, he took me back to high school, man. He's a mathlete, I guess. He's talking about outliers and stuff like that. 3 to 6 and this, that. That was a 5-star call. Then he started going in on Tibbs' beard. I don't know. I think he lost me a little bit there.
CP, yeah. I think Tibbs watches the show and he's like, these guys have beards.
Right.
Maybe I need a beard.
Speaking of beard, Al, did you get your Manscaped beard trimmer in the mail?
Oh, I did. I did.
Okay.
Right here next to me.
There you go, man. There you go. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. KFTV Post Game Live presented by Manscaped.
We got the goods right here, man.
There you go.
We got the goods right here. They give you the little booklet, how to take care of the hedge trimmer over here. All right.
Yep.
You get your beard conditioner. You get the balm.
There
you
go. You
get the brush. You get the comb. Look at that. Look at that all over there.
There you go,
man. Look at all that you get.
Well,
look at that kit.
Well taken care of, Al. Well taken care of, man. And our friends
Something's
at Manscaped.
Take care of this thing right here, man. You know.
our friends at Manscaped take care of us, man. And they'll take care of you guys, man. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. It's a really great deal. The beard trimmer and the beard package is a brand new product from Manscaped. So you don't have to worry about, you know, using your lawnmower 4.0 upstairs and downstairs. That can get a little dicey there with the, you know, sanitation. But now you could have one for the top, one for the bottom. You have your lawnmower 4.0, number one's men grooming tool below the waist. And now the new beard kits that Al just showed off. And then also they have a number of other grooming products. You can go on a Manscaped and check out the ultimate premium care package. And that consists of their body wash, the shampoo and conditioner. You have the moisturizing spray and the Manscaped deodorant. They have a number of products, man. So in that package, you get all four of those plus a free gift in the lip balm as well. So Manscaped has a ton of great products for today's man. So make sure you guys go to manscaped.com. Use promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. They ship to here in the U.S., to Canada, our friends in the U.K., France, South Africa as well, our friends in Australia, Singapore. You guys also get these packages, man. So they pretty much ship it to many spots in the world. So once again, go to manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. No testimonials, please. No testimonials.
No.
Okay. Okay. Back to it. Let's see who we got on the phones tonight. Who wants to talk Knicks tonight? Ron from Baltimore. Ron, let's go.
CP, Alex.
There we go. Yep.
What's going on?
On Media Day, mm-hmm. RJ Barrett said we're going to shock the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not ready to get crazy, but I am crazy. And I'm allowed to get crazy. When you win six in a row, I trust everybody on the team except, I'm not a hater, but if RJ Barrett, and he had a stretch tonight where I give him credit, yeah, he didn't play great for a lot of the game. There was a little stretch where I trusted him. He made an open three. He took his time in the paint, made a little post move. RJ has talent. What I'm trying to say in my call here, if it's not very clear, I trust Julius Randle now. Julius Randle's making the right plays. Yes, he holds on to it maybe once or twice, but for the most part throughout a game, Julius Randle's been terrific. I trust Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson is great. I trust Jalen Brunson. I trust Quentin Grimes. I trust Josh Hart. I trust Emmanuel Quickly. I even trust Obi. If I can get RJ Barrett to trust him just a little bit, I'm not asking RJ to be great. I'm asking RJ just to be good. If RJ can just play his role and just make better decisions a little bit better, more consistently, I'm not asking for greatness. I'm asking for just good. If he can just do that, eliminate the turnovers, spray it when you don't have it, get off the ball. If you have it, go up with your left because you have talent. If you can make open shots, if he can do that, we can win the whole thing. Maybe that's crazy. Okay, I don't know about we can do the whole thing, but we can make noise. We can make a run. You know, and I'm allowed to get crazy because we won six in a row. We're getting hot. I'm fired up because this is what I wanted. We got Jalen Brunson, who's a dog. We got Josh Hart. We have the New York Knicks. We got Julius Randle. I want RJ Barrett to get with the program because I know what nobody wants to face this team because we guard, and if Mitch is healthy, they ain't coming in the paint. The game's going to slow down. I think Randle has enough talent around him, but we got to get RJ to trust him. That's the only piece, CP, I'm telling you right now. If we can just trust him a little bit more, I'm not hating. I'm just telling you, it's going to come in the playoffs when it slows down. If RJ can just give it to us, we're going to get out of the first round, and we're going to make noise, and we're all going to celebrate on the float. That's all I'm saying, man.
All right, Rob, appreciate the call, man. TJ from Harlem World. TJ, what's going on?
Yo, CP, what's popping, baby? All right, listen, man. First and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to you and your whole crew. I've been a fan of yours since y'all started. All right, we're going to make this rapid fire real quick. I want to give an apology to Tibbs. I want to give an apology to Julius. I want to give an apology to all of the Knicks front office, okay? We owe y'all an apology. Okay, listen, me and my wife left the game. The game was exciting. We won this game from defense. Defense is what wins championships. I walked over to Empire State Building. I got through security. I went all the way up to the top. I climbed the pole. I'm on top of the pole. I am on. I have no parachute. I am jumping out the window. We are taking the whole damn thing. It's all ours. As long as RJ plays and be consistent, it's all ours. It's for ours to take, okay? We are the New York Knicks. Do you hear me? We are the New York Knicks. Let's say it together. We are the New York Knicks. This is our goddamn game. This is our damn time. It's our time. That's it. That's the fire. See y'all later.
Let's go, TJ from Uptown Harlem World.
Yo. Between Ron and CJ.
Oh,
Ron, Ron started off at like a good 20 miles an hour, and then he went to like 200.
Yes.
And he was getting tomatoes in the chat, and then next thing you know, went to fires and fires. There was 100%. Everyone's saying he's turned.
CJ's
already
it,
with me, man. He's up in the heavens.
Yeah, gotta love it. Look, this is a great.
They both jumped out the window, bro. They're out the window. they are out the window. They're flying. They jump with me. They know what's good, man. They know what's good. But we see you, man. We see you hanging out on the patio. You're outside. We'll see. You're like, that's a nice jump. I don't know if I'm ready yet, but I'm liking it.
Who are you talking to? Me? You talking to
you.
Me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Listen, I'm just the conductor of the train, man. I'm just the conductor, man. You know? I'm just facilitating here.
Hmm.
Just watching patiently, you know? No, they look good, man. They look good. They are playing some excellent basketball right now, as good as anybody. And they clicked in. And a couple of callers now mentioned the way Julius is playing. I thought he handled the double teams quite nicely. He had a couple of plays. And even Smart, you know, Smart just being a stocky, low to the ground, good defender, smart defender, pesky defender. I thought Julius tried to handle that matchup a little bit well. He found Grimes on the redirections. Found RJ for a corner three in the first quarter. So I thought he did a good job trying to pass out of the double teams. You just got to be careful, because as soon as he puts the ball down and turns his back, they're going to be on him. So, again, it's a nice view, a nice look, a nice preview of what you can expect him to see in the playoffs. So good test for him there. They're going to see the same thing when they play Miami, this type of defense that Miami plays. They're very aggressive. They like to trap a lot. They like to double team a lot. They like to show you a lot of different looks, whether they go from man to zone. That's another good defensive look that both Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson are going to see, RJ Barrett as well. So a good test late in the season. Jay from East New York. Jay, let's go.
Rapid fire, man. Let's go Knicks, man.
Let's go.
This is just a beautiful, beautiful win, man. Like, Boston, pack them up. Yo, Jason Tatum, he's on Twitter right now crying about a foul and saying, this is what I shouldn't have did to LeBron. He's hurt right now. Like, Knicks fans, be happy, man. Go Knicks, man. My phone is dying, man.
Let's go. Jay from East New York tapping in. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate
TP.
Yo.
You see who's in the chat right now?
Who's in the chat right now?
OG. Knicks Fan TV, Dave. Dave Sheets is in the chat right now.
Whoa, we got Dave in the building. Shout out to Dave, man. Shout out to
OG.
Dave. Dave, what's good, man? Dave left us for greener pastures. He went to the worldwide leader of sports. But you know, Dave was an OG Knicks Fan TV member, man. Shout out to Dave, man. Shout out to Dave. Welcome back. Good to hear from you. Definitely shout out to Dave. Shout out to the team, man. Gamba, Tyler. We got Jared. Jared's taking his SATs tomorrow, so good luck to Jared. Shout out to Simon, who handles the podcast. Edgar on the phones, doing a great job. Shout out to KnicksFanTV.com. Chip, Jeff, Chris, Jalen, Luke. Who else? I forget anybody? Who else?
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, shout out to Mike. Shout out to Mike. I think that's it, right?
We got Max. We got a lot of
Max.
We got a lot of writers.
To Max. Shout out to Max. Max.
Got a lot of writers.
Yeah, Max.
Got a lot of writers, man.
Writing some great articles and breaking it down for us, man. Shout out to Max as well.
Every time I turn around, I'm like, oh, we went from two to four to five. Now we got eight. What?
growing steadily, man. Growing steadily. And boy, oh boy, I got a blockbuster I'm about to set off on this channel.
Can't forget Remy.
Later this week.
We cannot forget Remy.
Absolutely. Shout out to Knicks Fan TV Remy. Remy's player ratings. And so with that being said, Al, since you wanted to segue that way.
Oh, boy.
It's been a minute.
Oh, boy.
Since we've done such.
I did it the last.
Yeah.
You know.
So let's get into it with player ratings. And we're starting it off with RJ Barrett.
Mm.
Player ratings presented by KnicksFanTV.com. check out KnicksFanTV.com every morning, afternoon after the Knick game for Knicks Fan TV Remy's complete game recap and player ratings for every single player that got into the game, man. Always a great write-up. I gave you enough time, Al. RJ Barrett.
Here we go. Yeah. I see what you did here. I see how this goes. I see how this works. You don't think I know your tricks? I like being the captain of the ship when I get to do player ratings. I'm gonna go with a seven. I'm gonna go with a firm seven for RJ Barrett tonight.
All right.
And here's why.
Yeah, okay? Let's hear it.
Those 8 points that we talk about, very crucial.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a team that looks like the wheels were falling off a little bit. Critical moment right there for him to stop the bleeding and to help us turn around. That alone will give him a seven just for the level of competition today, all those type of things. Knock it down a critical three after bullying. You see him bully Derek White in the paint.
Yep.
Defense was okay. You know, he's starting to slowly come around on defense, but the decision making, man. You know, it was talked about earlier on the show. The decision making is what's going to leave him. That's why he's not close. That's why he was taken out. That's why he didn't close.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what making erratic, miscued passes like that and just not reading what should be done in those moments, going to dock you. But I'll give him a seven just because of how critical those 8 points were.
I agree. I'll give him a 6.5 here. I'll give him a 6.5. I thought that you're playing the best team in the East. So to be able to extend the lead as they did, whether it's the second quarter or not, I thought that was big. And he accounted for 10 points to close out the half. Knicks went into the half with a 14-point lead. That's big because you knew that Tatum and the Celtics were going to try to make their charge in the second half. You have to expect that they weren't going to shoot as poorly as they did in the first half, even though they did. You got to expect them to try to turn it up. So I thought RJ getting those points for the team and generating those points for the team in that second quarter was a big contribution. Now, second half, you wanted to see things be a little bit cleaner. Didn't get that. Didn't turn out to be that way. But overall, I thought his first half contribution was good. So I'll give him a 6.5. Give him a 6.5 tonight. 10 points for RJ, 7 rebounds, 5 turnovers, 4 of 14 from the field. I think a 6.5 is appropriate. How about Jalen Brunson tonight? 17 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 of 12 from the field, 0-4 from downtown. Jalen Brunson tonight.
I'm giving Brunson an 8 just because he still kept this team put together. There was still, for the most part, a cool, calm, collective feel about it. His shot wasn't falling, but he did make plays that were impactful, and that was by getting to the line. He's 9 for 12. Still needs to knock down most of those free throws, even though he went 9 for 12. Those are gimme points. And for a team like the Celtics, you can't leave any room for error. Thankfully, they were able to do this tonight. Get it out, but 17 points, the 4 rebounds, the 3 assists, the 1 steal. I thought he had a solid game tonight, even though it wasn't the most efficient night. You still need him on that court for this thing to go, and you just felt that his presence was needed.
I agree. I'll go 7.5 here. It's so funny. You look at the stat sheet like he has tonight, and you're like, damn, it's not a great game because he's so used to seeing him kill.
Yeah, yeah.
And high 20s, you know, 30s. But I still thought he was solid. Look, it's a tough matchup. Marcus Smart is not an easy matchup.
Not.
Even when he was getting the switches, he was getting switched onto a bigger defender. You know, Muscala, Hauser, one of those guys. I thought it was still a tough night. And he had to grind to get his points. So I'll go 7.5. He did get to the free throw line, as you said. 12 attempts. Still got to knock them down. Missed 3. Still got to get there. But I thought Brunson was good tonight. Going to be interesting to see, as much as he has dominated the ball, going to be interesting to see when teams try to take him out of it in games, how do the Knicks get him more off-ball looks and opportunities? And so it'll be important for Julius to get him those, quickly to get him those when they're playing. RJ. So I think that'll be interesting. Can they get him some off-ball looks? Because he can still hurt you as a catch-and-shoot guy. or running the secondary break.
Yeah, for sure.
So that'll be a nice wrinkle to see if they can get that going, especially in the playoffs. But I'll go 7.5 tonight. How about the Block Ness Monster, Mitchell Robinson?
8.5.
Yeah.
Going to 8.5 for Mitch. Double-double once again. Impact was felt. Miss your free throws, man. You got to improve the free throws.
Yeah.
But his impact was felt defensively. Look, altering shots. He competed with Robert Williams. You know, 13 rebounds. 11 of them were defensive. You're stopping the Celtics from getting second-chance opportunities. Pick and roll coverage was good. Going 8.5 for Mitchell Robinson today.
Yeah. I'll go 9. Yeah, I'm going 9, man, for my guy Cody Glock. I'm going 9 for my guy Block Ness Monster, man. I just felt like his impact from earlier in the game where he had a key block, key deflection, he had to battle the Time Lord, 13 rebounds, 2 steals, and then late in the game, getting the block on Brogdon. I think I said Hart earlier. Getting the block on Brogdon and then coming back with the offensive rebound and the putback. That put the Knicks up by 14, and I felt like that was really the turning point of the game because it stopped yet another Celtics charge and then really allowed the Knicks to kind of just separate themselves. Time was running out, and the Knicks never looked back. So I thought that was a big, big moment for the Knicks, big, big moment for Mitch. Good that he got out of this game healthy. I'm going with a 9 for Mitchell Robinson. How about Julius Randle? 23 points, 7 rebounds. 4 dimes, 7-16 shooting from the field.
I'm giving a 9 for Julius Randle tonight.
Mm.
I thought he got 23 points, 7-16, got you 7 rebounds, 4 assists, as you noted. I thought there was a little bit of shakiness with some of the decision-making. You saw like he lost the control of the basketball a few times. But overall, it was a solid. He had a solid overall effort. I thought he was solid defensively, too.
Yeah.
Just made a big impact on the court tonight. It's not been his highest scoring game. That's why, because I've seen the high scoring games, like, and he's really, really feeling it. But this is a 9 for Julius Randle.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going 9 as well because in the...
See, you like to do that, man. You like to go.
No. This was a fair. That was a fair one. That was a fair one. You know, I thought that was a fair grade for Julius tonight. I thought that was a fair grade. Tonight. No shade tonight. No shade by me tonight.
Okay. I know what you're trying to do.
No, but I thought it was a 9. Good effort, especially when the team needed it. It was a grind in the beginning. It was a grind. It was almost like a boxing match. Like both teams kind of trying to feel each other out.
Yep.
Get a feel for things. But Julius maintaining his first quarter prolific play. I think he had about 11 or 12 points, you know, double digits in the first quarter. Though that was important for getting the Knicks out the gates nicely. Tough matchups. You had to handle the double teams. You had a stingy Marcus Smart that you had to deal with as well. I thought he represented well. I thought he came through. I'll give him a 9 tonight. Josh Hart, sir, 12 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. 2 steals, 5 of 8 from the field for Josh Hart tonight.
I'm giving this man a 10.
Whoa!
Giving Josh Hart a 10.
Whoa! Go ahead. Yeah. The camera's all yours, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
12 points, efficient shooting, 5 for 8, 2 for 3, 2 steals. He made Jason Tatum uncomfortable, all right? When you do that, when you make an MVP candidate feel uncomfortable in a game, And look, it was a team effort between him, Grimes, guarding Jason Tatum, 14 points in total, 1 for 9 from downtown for Tatum, 6 for 18 from the field. Sure, Tatum got his 9 assists, but you saw Tatum was not eager to drive into the lane tonight as frequently as he usually does. Okay? He settled for some shots, and because of that, you got to give Josh Hart some credit for that type of defensive effort. So I'm giving him a 10 because that won't show on the stat sheet.
Whoa. What do you guys think in the chat? Josh Hart gets his first 10 as a member of the New York Knicks. Wow. Wow. I'm giving him a 9. Yeah, I give him a 9.
Okay.
For those very same reasons. You know, filling it up on the stat sheet, 5 dimes, 5 boards, having to guard Tatum and making things difficult for him, jumping into those passing lanes, getting 2 big steals in the third quarter as a momentum stopper. Just great hustle plays by this guy. Knicks are now 6-0 with this guy on this team, and he's a big, big reason for it. Plus 15 on the night. Another efficient shooting night for him, 2 of 3 from downtown. Continues to shoot the three ball well since he's gotten here. He said Tibbs is giving him the green light to let it fly, and he's taking good shots. He's taking good shots. He's not chucking. Mm-hmm. He's taking good shots. I'll give him a 9. Last says he give him a 9. He's seen some 10s, some 9s. It's a little bit mixed. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Emmanuel Quickly, 23 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 7 of 13 from the field, and 4 of 7 from downtown. Emmanuel, what say you, sir?
It's a 10.
Whoa.
It's another 10.
Holy smokes. All right, let me get the camera back on you. Go ahead.
It's another 10, CP. Whoa. Yeah. Competition. You're seeing the guy who's been getting a lot of shine, Malcolm Brogdon, noted as being the 6th man candidate, probably the de facto winner by the way he's talked about this season. Quickly comes out here and says, you know what? I'm gonna show you why I'm relevant. Gives you 23 points off the bench, gets you 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 or 6 from the free throw line, 4 or 7 from downtown, 7 for 13 from the field. Very efficient night for Emmanuel Quickly. But not only was he efficient on the offensive end, he was also efficient on the defensive end as well. Two-way player. There's not a lot of guys that we can say on the Knicks that are an efficient two-way player, okay? And because of that, he's getting a 10 because it's not against, you know, it's not the New Orleans Pelicans, all right? It's not the Atlanta Hawks. It's the Boston Celtics, number one team in the East.
Yeah.
All right? You know, put some respect on Emmanuel Quickley's name. Put him up there. He deserves to be a top 3 consideration for 6th man of the year. And tonight, this is the performance of why.
Okay. You know what? I'm with you tonight. I'm going 10 for my guy IQ, man. Because we started off the day talking about him being in that 6th man consideration, the matchup against Brogdon tonight, and he rose to the occasion. Shining bright. An efficient game once again, 4-7 from downtown, 7-13 from the field. Thought his decision-making,
yeah,
which has been questionable throughout his career, has been great this year for the most part. It's been great. His decision-making has been great. As you said, defensively, he's been tight. And offensively, he did a great job, man. He did a really, really good job. And delivered, gave us a big contribution off the bench in a game that we needed. Because you only got 10 points from Grimes. You only had 10 points from RJ. You didn't get much from Grimes either. Jalen Brunson came back to earth, 17 points. So you needed that 23 from Quickly was major in this game. That was major. 5 points from
timely
Grimes.
Timely threes, too. Yeah, timely threes.
Yeah. Definitely. Man. I like the one where I forgot who had gotten the offensive rebound, but Hart gets it Quickly, passes back to Hart, but then Quickly relocates to the corner.
Yes.
And knocks down a 3. That was one early in the first half. That was a good sequence. Their chemistry is starting to build, and it's noticeable. I give Quick a 10. What say you people in chat? Bilbo Swaggin says, 10s are fair. $5 Super Chat says, 10s are fair. When it leads to a win against the artist formerly known as the number one seed. Did we just knock them out of the number one seed? Their point, they were half game up on the Bucks. So very interesting.
Checking right now. Ooh, they're not the number one seed. It's now the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Look at that. And the Knicks are sole possession of 5, the 5th seed, while the Celtics are number 2.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to New York DJ 360 says, guys, your Shy's visuals are crazy. Premium 50-inch TV. I would love to see longer and fewer repeat clips. Need different vids and more original stat sheets. Okay. Well, if New York DJ 360 would like to be a producer on the show, sir, feel free to throw your name in the hat. I mean, no, listen, we appreciate the feedback. We do what we can. I mean, the highlight reel is 10 minutes long. We show the people the highlights. People are coming, they're going, they're coming in, they're dropping off. You want to catch the highlights? We got the highlights. I mean, this is, we're not a full-time production studio, sir. We do our best to do what we can. But
everyone's a critic.
Yeah. He says we need different videos. I mean,
well, you know how you could help with that?
Yeah.
There's a super chat button.
Yeah, right. You know, listen, we do what we can here, man. We don't have a truck backing us up with, you know, instant cuts. And so the post-game reels that we get is what's available on Twitter. So we do what we can. You know, we do what we can. Anyway, let's get to some more calls here. Okay, see a couple of people I want to get to. And we want to get to Dan from Long Island. Dan, how you feeling?
What's good, man? First of all, man, keep – what's up, Alex? What's up, CP? Man, keep it real for the streets, man. We don't need you to do no high-tech stuff, man. This is for the streets, man. You pirate whatever you got to pirate and put on there, kid. You know, there's cat coming on with this nonsense.
It's all clean stuff. It's all clean stuff. You know, we don't have to pirate.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Where's this guy? These new jacks come on and we'll tell you to do the show now. You know, do your own show, son. Get off my man's back, man, please. But listen, man, I'm here for – first of all, I want to say one thing. The block of the season – I mean, he was catching shots all night, but the block of the season is Mitch left-handed on Tatum. I mean, that was incredible tonight. I loved it. But listen, I'm here tonight. I know one of your calls was doing a confessional, and I want to do my own confessional. Mm-hmm. You know, 3 years ago, CP, you may not remember this, but I was crying when we traded Mook Morris, and yes. I wanted to get Landry Shamet back from the Clippers. Well, thank God no one listened to me because we got back a first round pick, right? And that turned into quickly, right? So quick. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I also wanted DeJounte Murray this summer, and he's having a very good season. He's having a very good season. But the reality is, you know, Jalen Brunson has been, you know, again, he's an all-star who wasn't on the team, but so I was wrong again. And the last thing was, I made a call in December. Remember that game we got blown out in the middle of the afternoon by the Mavericks? It looked like the guys quit. Yeah. All right, I was at the Garden that day. I was throwing a tantrum, and I wanted Tibbs gone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was wrong again. So this is my confessional.
Mm-hmm.
And also my last confessional. I applauded when the Knicks brought in Steve Stout. So. The moral of the story is, I don't know what I'm talking about. I am out the window, though. 47 wins. We're going to at least the second round. It's going to be a big, big spring. Anyway, guys, listen, thanks for taking the call. Keep doing the good work. Keep it street. All right, and for all the new Jacks, if you don't like it, you know, there's other shows for you, man. This is for the streets, though. Take care, fellas.
Dan from LI. Appreciate it, Dan. Appreciate it. All right. Couple more before we wrap. Keon the Curator on the Discord. Keon, let's go. Keon the Curator. Keon going once. All right. We don't have him. We don't have him. Harrison, let's go. Harrison Dolan going once on the Discord. Harrison Dolan on the Discord. Harrison there. I saw Harrison unmuted his mic. Okay. All right, Harrison, you got to call back in. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Ron Cleveland, man. Ron, how you feeling?
Man. CP. Alex.
Let's go.
Man. Y'all hear that, man? Do y'all hear that? Hey, that's the plane flying into the playoffs. You heard me? We ain't cruising into that thing. We flying into that thing. Man, hey, CPU all in my head, man. I'm going to tell you, man, Julius Randle, man, I got to stop with him. I got to start with him. I said I was going to buy his jersey, man. He done cemented it, man. I should have been got it, Julius. I'm sorry. I should have been got your jersey. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, man, for anybody that's listening, Julius Randle is a star, period. 25 points, 10, almost 11 rebounds a game. And the reason why the man is a star, CP, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Hey, two out of the last 3 years, this man has been an all-star. In two of those last 3 years, this man has gotten MVP votes both times that he's been an all-star. And in 1 year, oh, yeah, that's right, most improved player of the year. Man, what Julius Randle is doing, Julius Randle is carrying this team. And the thing, Julius Randle is a tone setter. And those are what you call stars. Notice I didn't say superstars. Superstars are made in the playoffs. We're waiting for Julius to show up in the playoffs along with the rest of these cats. But, man, I'm telling you, I'm loving what the New York Knicks are doing. The front office got us looking right. This thing is set up sustainable for a long time, and the Knicks are playing with house money. Nobody expected the Knicks to be in the playoffs, and it's looking like it's going to be a head-on collision with Cleveland. And I'm telling you right now, Cleveland better tighten up because their engine dropping a little bit of oil, you know, on the freeway. They're losing games. They're slipping. You know what I mean? That timing belt seems like it needed to be changed. The New York Knicks is creeping right on their heels. New York Knicks going to mess around and get that four seed the way this thing looking, and they're going to be hosting the home playoffs. And the beautiful thing, and the reason why the Knicks is a problem, the Knicks have always been all season pretty much a team that can win on the road. Yep. Now they're winning at home. And what's the key to win series? You have to win on the road. The New York Knicks is unbothered. And I have to talk about Emmanuel quickly. Shout out to Alex for saying it. Two-way player. And the beautiful thing about Quickly, man, Quickly conditioning is off the charts because that man gives the same amount of energy on the defensive end as he does on the offensive end, man. Shout out to everybody else doing their thing. Shout out to Josh Hart for coming on this team and looking like he's been here. Shout out to Brunson, man. Even shout out to RJ, man. You got to tighten up, RJ. Get better, man. You the key. You the key. You got to get better. Stop being on this roller coaster. Stop being up and down. You know what I mean? You had 25 points the last game. You come tonight, you had 10, and you had a bunch of turnovers, man. You got to calm down. Take what the defense gives you. Use your teammates. Enjoy this thing, Knicks family, man. And I'm out.
Ron Cleveland closing the show, ladies and gentlemen, with a five-star call, man. Good to hear from Ron. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to Manscaped. Shout out to Prize Picks. Shout out to Player Ratings, man. Player Ratings back, man. Go to KnicksFanTV.com and read KnicksFanTV Remy's full recap of the game plus Player Ratings. It is a great, great read. And as Alex said, we have a number of great write-ups, man. KnicksFanTV Max has been a great addition to the team. He takes a look at things by the numbers, man. It really breaks this thing down analytically. We love that. Shout out to Jalen, Mike, Luke, all the guys at KnicksFanTV.com, man. We have a round table coming up. And that's good. That's another good. Is the roundtable up or is it coming up?
Oh, it's up.
It's up. It's up. Roundtable is up as well. So
we got content, man. We got content.
Absolutely. Content for days. So great show, Al. Great show, all the mods. Great show, Edgar. And everybody who was tuning in. Remember that this show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Also go to prizepicks.com and use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Knicks win, man. 9 games over .500. What a night. What a night. And the show keeps rolling Wednesday night as the Nets come from out of the swamps, New Jersey, and step into Madison Square Garden. Hopefully they take their shoes off. But, yeah, let's get another W, man. Fifth seed locked in. Great show, Al. Remember that the show is also available in audio podcast format. Make sure you guys check that out. Salute to the replay gang. If you miss it on video, you can catch it on audio, man. So we will see you guys Wednesday night. Post game live, man. CP, Alex, we out of here. Great job, Al. Peace.
Great job, bro.
Oh, man. All right. Good shit, bro.
Good stuff.
Hang on. Let me